In this week's Cut Newsline, four cuts. All cuts are Dr. Mark Lang, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
In the past, entities qualified for payments, and now those payments will be tracked by Social Security number, and there will be a payment limit of $60,000 for direct payments and $65,000 for countercyclical payments, and those will be the limits applied to a Social Security number within the FSA system.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
For those families with an income of less than $500,000, that's an adjusted gross income, they would be fully eligible for all farm program benefits. For a family with an adjusted gross income between $500,000 and $1 million, in order to be eligible for benefits, both for the commodity title as well as conservation, at least 66 2/3 of their income needs to be from ag-related businesses. For families with incomes in excess of $1 million, and again that's an adjusted gross income, then they would be ineligible for any program benefits either from conservation or in the commodity title.
This is Cut 3, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Back in the 80s, the three-entity rule was introduced. It was major reform in agricultural policy at the time. Unfortunately, there are those in Congress who seek further changes, and it was necessary to reluctantly come to this agreement that there could be the application of a direct attribution. Now, the one thing that is changed in this is there's no limit now on marketing loan gains. So there are no certificates because certificates would no longer be necessary. Marketing loan gains are not limited in this package.
This is Cut 4, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
There were a number of, and still are, a number of far more draconian measures and amendments that will be proposed, not just to cotton, but to all commodities in terms of reductions in benefits. And this package has the support of House leadership. So I believe that by making this agreement, we found the necessary adjustments in the program to permit this package to have the support of the Speaker of the House and her leadership, and this should move this package then across the floor of the House when it's taken up sometime in the next 2 weeks.